Rosh Perek Aleph, Simin Yitzayin. Amar Rav Yehuda Merab, Movi, Sharecha Kirechobe, and Inter Belefi Mashahu. If its shape is a square, the Roichev is equal to the earth, so then you can't use a Lechi Mashahu. You have to use the Din of Chatzar, which needs a pass of either one pass of four Tvachim or two passim, which each one can be Mashahu. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rab, Mavi She'orcha Kirechava, Ein Nitzar B'Kara Tefach. And you can't use a Kara. Amar Rav Zeirub, Kama M'chuvonan Shemaita D'Sabi, Kima D'orcha Kirechava, Haba Lechotzer, look how correct it is. Since it's a Chotzer, Chotzer, it requires a pass of Arba, it requires a pass of Arba Tvachim, or two passim of Mashahu. Damar of Nachman, Nachtinan Ezel, Mobi Shinita Belechi, Bekara, Kosher, Yerser, Rokhobe, who bought him with the Tzeres Pesuchos, the Sechos. You need two requirements that's longer than it is wide, and there is Batim Chateres which enter into the Chot, into the Mobi. Rashi Pirish Khan buys the Chol Chotzer. So Rashi learns the plural of Batim means one for each Chotzer. But with Le'el, and Av Hey, look at one parakador, Pirish Shnei Batim the Chol Chotzer. Each Chotzer requires two. Okay, Nikr, that is the Nikr Pshat, that there's two per Chotzer. The Mucha Chachi Perak Ribli Yezer the Mila, Kamabashal Nishtat, that it means two per Chotzer. Vezel Chotzer Shein on the Terrace of Apostle, Mulecha Bekar Elo Pass Arbo.
So if all you have is a bunch of single batim that open up into this mavoi, so that mavoi has a din of a chaser, is that what?
Right. Chatzar shen and teres v'lechi v'kar l'pas arboa kol she'en orcha yusa o rechavoi, the length is not longer than the width. Avla orcha yusa rechavoi afil amashahu then v'lechi v'kar asagi. So Tesis grapples with this question. So in the case where this chatzar now is shaped like a mavoi, it's longer than it is wide. So he says you can use a lechi or a kara, but you don't have two batim and two chateres opening into the chatzar. So Tesis says at a chanami, that since the chatzar is used more often, so the requirement of two batim two chaseres opening into it to allow the heter of lechi recover is not necessary. Okay, Yudches. Masisan quotes the Mishnah. Karish Omro Ruchovak the Kabbal Riach. It's wide enough to hold in a Riach, which is a Riach is Chatzi Levena Shalosh Tvachim. It's a half of a brick of three, which means it's one and a half. Dial the Karish Tehi Ruchovat Tefach. Therefore, the Kar can be a Tefach wide. Kel Kabbal Riach Ruchovak. You put the Riach across, lying across the width of the Kara. Rechabel kele kabel riach, but bria kele kabel riach. Tana Kama says it has to be strong enough to hold the riach also. Rebuta Omer, Rechabel of Bishen Abria doesn't have to be strong enough. Omer Rabba Barafuna, Kurish Omer Tzich, the bria le kabel riach. Mamide Kara ain't Tzich and the kabel Kara riach. But the Kara itself has to be strong enough, but the Mamidim do not have to be strong enough. So, in a practical sense, this car will not be able to hold an Ariyah because the Mamidim, which attach it to the wall, aren't strong enough. But since it itself is strong enough, it creates that presence there in the Movi, which is Matur. It has to be strong enough to hold it. Raman is al posa kirev chisto. The Raman passes like kirev chisto. That you need bria kshele kabel riach. Rabbeinu Meir zel posa karaba bar rafuna. We shall serve from halach achar mekel v'chein mistaber. We're mekel, but by the rabbanon we're mekel. take a look over here in the Haggah. The Gosha Shiva was a separate sefer. Just it wasn't necessarily a Haggah's on the rush, but it was points which he would that halachic elements which this would be a good place to discuss them. This piece seems to be a quote at the end. You see, at the end of the, usually he writes who it's from. Meir Rabbeinu Baruch. Let's say Mirebi Meharamak. I'm not sure what Haramak is. This is a quote from the Ben Meir. So you go
did
in.
Did they do this out of modesty? You know their acronyms. So you know, why do they have space to put their name?
You know, ink costs money. Okay, it's not worth it. Okay, take a look over here about 4 lines in. B'Tzuras HaPesach lo b'inan kara tefach. But when you're making a Tzuras HaPesach, you don't need the kara to be a tefach. Right? It's going to be any width is sufficient. As long as the wind doesn't blow it away. That which they make the side posts of the Tzuras HaPesach, b'sid mochis, they take some paint. And they mix it up with sand, which is what they used to do, and then they painted it on the wall. So you paint a strip on the wall, and that counted as your side post for the Tzuras HaPesach.
Didn't have any thickness. Had have some.
But it had some thickness though, but that was it. Or that's Tzuras HaPesach. They did either they use it for l'chaim for a chutz, or you need 2 l'chayim, so they would do that. But Tzuras HaPesach, or for a case of Tzuras HaPesach, Yafos, and that is acceptable. Mimena Yotsu. And I was the source of that action. Same, where's the hay over here? Going to? I don't see where the hay is. That one, see, there it is. Yotsu Kulam. Seed is it's a whitewash. You'd make it like a whitewash. Why do we do that? Kibitchila be'ir Würzburg, hayonachnokrim okrim oisaw. Every time they would put up a Tzuras HaPesach, the goyim would take it down. Amarti lasersim b'sin mochi. I told him to do it with his painting, so it was harder to get rid of it. Or begipsim, which is a gypsum. But they put on the wall a kavi etzba. The more says it has to be strong like a chutar sarbol. This is equivalent to a chutar sarbol. Chutar sarbol was the rope that you would put through the when you have like a drawstring for a hood. It's chutar sarbol. Or the case of the kana shakar al gabov yesh b'karach l'kabol karvariach. I'm not sure the last line of the Kara Gabi. We're talking about Tzuras HaPesach, which has no need for a Kara Gabov. I think it's a separate case. The Kara was a little bit easier. The government wouldn't take it down so easily, so it don't have a strong enough. V'shalom ha'aluv meir b'rabbeinu baruch. So that's a quote from the Rabbeinu Meir. From the Ram Rittenberg. So this is the place where when they place them talking about how thin your side post can be for a Tzuras HaPesach, they always quote this Hagos HaShri from the Banner Mayor that the Ram Rittenberg said it could be maybe a seed mochli. Look at the little thing over there. Okay. You put a kara on the mavi, hung down a mat. But it did not reach within 3 tefachim of the ground. So Karein Kan and Mechisein Kan. Karein Kan, the Ha Michse. It's not a valid car because it's functioning right now as a support for this mat. So people look at it as a support for the mat. It's a mechitza which the little kids, little goats, little kid goats, can squeeze under it. It's not a valid mechitza. So the mechitza of Shlomo ben Aderis. So the Rashba says, the Kara, what? Yeah, Mitzvah Yechaz. The Kasar ben Shlomo ben Aderis, the Kara, the Rosh and the Rashba were contemporaries. The Kara, she meshucha lamata meyesara tvachim psula. The Kim the Yesh Shir Mechitza, Nafki Mitaris Kara, Mechitza, and Kan, the Havi Mechitza, Shagadi, and Baikimbo. Once it's within, if you made your kura too big and it had a length of 10 tefachim to it, or a height of 10 tefachim to it, so it's going to be a problem of mechitza in kan, the have mechitza shagadi and baikim bo. It doesn't reach to the ground. Semela, it's mechitza which it's not a valid mechitza. That's what the Rashba says. The Rashba, less I disagree. The halacha dafka amar kara in kan, mishum the mechsi, it's covered. Vena nearest, it's not visible. But sura mishum the machselas hamovi nitzvah. People think that the heter is this machselas. Because a kara nearest bishul goydla, it's because it's so large, people see it. Lanafkim in Torah Strela doesn't take away its status of a kara. Torah ban a kara hayetsim mikosel zeh ben on a gas mikosel acher. It doesn't make it all the way across. So chen shtei karas achaz yetsim mikosel zeh b'achaz yetsim mikosel zeh ben on a noigah zubazu. They don't touch. So pachas megimel if the gap is less than 3 tefachim, it's kosher. Eitzach lahavi kara acheris. You do not need to replace it. Gimel tzarich labikara acheres. You'd have to, if it's three, a gap of three, you'd have to replace it. Rishim galilamer pachas medalin tzarich labikara acheres. Dalin tzarich labikara acheres. The din of lovin is at 4. Uchen shtei karas hamasimus. Hamasimus. You have 2 karas which are parallel. Lo bezuk kedel lekabel riach. Lo bezuk kedel kabel riach. Neither one is strong enough to hold the riach or the what. But imakalbus ariach lerechava tefach and tzarich labikara acheres. If the 2 of them are parallel and you can, they're close enough that you can lie the brick across the 2 of them, so the other kosher b'lav tzarich labikara acheres, you'd have to replace it. Rishim milam imakalbus ariach lerechav gimel tefachim. If you could do it in a way which is 3 tefachim, a gap of 3 tefachim, ain't tzarich labikara acheres, mimlab tzarich labikara acheres. Because an ariach was 1.5 by 3. So place it the length across their width, and that would give you an option also. The Tanakhama said you have to do it width to width. Hoysa achas amalab achas lamata. One was higher, one was lower. We look at them if this they've the height has evened out. You can't have either. Even though we look at it as if it's been corrected, we can't have one higher and one lower than it's supposed to be. Kasa Rabbeinu Meir. Zal the less echos of kibbutz, if Yehuda the sabre kavua, the islay roin the less echos of kibbut. Mashavir a riff mishum the shusim habraisa v'biyah below the halacha. This halacha of Reser Yehuda that we look at as if it's high enough or low enough. And Mor says really that's tied back to Reb Yehuda's halacha in the Mishnah that even though the kara is not strong enough to hold the riach, it's acceptable. But we paskin that it's not acceptable; that it has to be actually able to hold it. Well, it has to actually be able to hold it. So if one's too high and one's too low, we can't really hold it. So therefore, that's not acceptable. K Okay. So the quotes the mission over here. Chayisa shal kash shal kadam roed nosakila he shal mateches. Mr. continues. The more says it's a Yehuda. We say royan. If it was made out of thinner material, we look as if it's a stronger material. Akuma, if it's bent, renos akila he pshuta. We look if it's straight. Agul, if it's round, kilo he rabas, as if it's square. And if the circumference is 3, the diameter is 1. They have to be 10 tefachim high. They can be any width and any thickness. The riv is at the rosh. This din of hoysa shalkas. Kash, that it's acceptable if it's made out of this thinner material, is the Rabbi Yehuda. If you don't like Rabbi Yehuda, well, that's the Chazal say we don't pass them like that. Okay. Now, the next piece of Gemara really is a quote. It's going in Rabbi Yehuda. My Kamash Belon Damer Royan Hainu Hach. We already said the Lachav Royan. Now, why is the Rif bringing this? The Rif doesn't only bring things which are Halacha Lamaisa. It's not halacha lemaisa. Matatera b'mino amiroyim shlo b'mino ein loy amiroyim kamash malon akuma redus akili apshuta my kamash malon kamash and kerabzera dam rabzera hoyzakar b'sechem mavi b'kamisa chutzem mavi he lamal miyasora b'kamisa techasora he b'sechem b'kamisa lamal miyasim roy nikol shitzilat b'kamisa bein benzelas ashlosh and sarach lavi karacheres b'imlab sarach lavi karacheres. The Rebbeinu Meir is out. The Abba Gab, the Rebbeinu Pliya, the Rebbe Yehuda, Behoisa Shalkash, Meshalkonim. You know, they argue in the first halacha, in the halacha of Behoda Gula Vakuma, Moider Rabbanan, they do agree. Min and Royan, we say the halacha of Royan. Midaparach Akuma Pshita. He wasn't talking in Rabbi Yehuda. He's talking halacha lemaisa. So Rabbi Zeir is halacha lemaisa. That's pshat in the Mishnah. Means that Rabbanan agree at this point. Avoid nearly the Habi Raya the Dvorah bin Parach Ahayisa Shalkash My Kamashal on Hano Hach Bakuma Parach Pshita. The more is on the lacha of shalkash, the more is loshen is. It's the same with hainohach. It's the same thing you just told me. And the more when it gets to the case of akuma, the more it's pshita. The more changes its loshen. The more could have said the same loshen hainohach. It's the same case again. The more doesn't say the more says no. That's obvious. It means that's a given. That's acceptable in a lacha. It's an obvious point. Everybody agrees to that. So that's also pshita. That's also halacha lemaisa. Your test. Rechavim v'avim kol shehu. Tanya v'kama kol shehu. How is a kol shehu? The bezeir amr. I feel like kichut asar. But even. In other words, I would think maybe that kol shehu has. Some greater shear to it. This is, no, even a chutasar was a very thin the string. Tanya also lech lechatzir lechatzim mavi yesh lechatzim mavi. If you made it in the middle, if you put the lechi in halfway along the length of the mavi, so you're allowed to carry in the back half. In also lech lechatzim hapanimi mutal yishtamish ala lechi. You're allowed to carry in the inner area. We're not worried about him. Maybe he's saying, well, he doesn't notice a lechi in the middle, and he'll carry the front half also. Amarava, also lechi lemavi. If ligam in a kosel shloisha, it wasn't within three tefachim of the wall. It should be in a karka shloisha, or it's three tefachim off the ground. We also will lekum it's garnished. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he makes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, which holds that the shear lobe is 4 Dummer Armin Lovud Hani Mili the Mala Avlamata Kim the Habi Mechitra Sagadim Bakim Layomer. Up above the ground, so in the case of the Kura, which is off the ground, the gap of four doesn't bother him. But by the ground, there's a new issue of Mechitra Sagadim Bakim Bo. That they have to be three tefachim. Why? It's not sufficient to call shehu. We don't pass like Rabbi Yossi in the case of Luchayayim. We don't pass like Rabbi Yossi the Loch of Hilmi making the salt water on Shabbos. They're quoting Rabbi Yosef, as he says that you told us Allah by Hilmi, not by Luchayayim. Rabbi Chunmi Nasti Hachi, Amr Hidabar, the Shmuel Bar Shilam, Shmei, the Rabbi, Allah, Rabbi Yosef, Allah, Hilmi, Allah, Bechla Yayim, he quotes it from the name of Rav. Amr Lai Marta, Amr Lai Uloi, she says, did you say such a thing? He says, no. Amr Rabba Holakim, Amr, he makes a shua that he did say it, but no, Gamir Allah, I heard it from him. Matam Harbet, why is he saying he no longer stands by it? Mishun Rabbi Yosef, the Mukaimah, because Rabbi Yosef in general, we say in the Mukim he has very good reasons why he says what he says, and that we paskin like him. But that's not over here. I'm like Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan Labaya Hakusgamaisa Lamaisa. What do we do? I'm like Pukhazi Ma Amadabor. Go see what the minig is. Klamer Rabbanan. No, go look Rabbi Yosef. The minig is like the Rabbanan. Okay, Itmar, Simon Chav. Lechi ha'emet me'elov. A lechi which is there occurring not for the purpose of being a lechi, either it occurred naturally or because it was put there constructionally but for a different purpose. Vayom lehavi lechi, rovom lehavi lechi. It's about a lechi. Karn debay, not a karn derov. Hechad lo samchina lemi esmol. But even a karn debay, if he had not intended to use it prior to Shabbos, Kim Gagar the Habi Lechi Acher. There was another other Lechi besides. But Nofel b'Shabbos, other one fell. Klam al Pliki the Habi Lechi. That even if I agree, it's not valid because it's lacking in Hecker. Kim Pliki Hecker the Simchin al Miyasul. He decided before Shabbos to use it. By Amar Habi Lechi the Simchin al Miyasul. You decided to use it. It's valid. Rabbi Amar Habi Lechi Kim the Mikar Labadai to the Hachi Avida wasn't made for that purpose. It's not valid. So the Rosh Belechi the Chud who depleted. So the Smachlokas is only by Lechi. Of a Mechitza, I met us Me'elel. If you had a Mechitza which is there occurring naturally, Tibakal have a Mechitza, it's a valid Mechitza. If it's a full bona fide Mechitza, Halacha Mechitza, even through Lovet, let's say, it's a Mechitza. Mechitza is a Mechitza. Even if you had no intention to use it before Shabbos, it's also good. Have a mechitza. Al makara menes v'elab, but by kara, yirat deloy havi kara, the kamelon the kara mishum hekar, but time of the bayah the lechi mishum mechitza. By all that Shabbat lechi is considered a mechitza, so it has a lechi mechitza automatically. But a kara we pass in kara is mishum hekar, and there's no hekar like Rabbah says. Rabbah says even my lechi is because of the hekar. You can use even an animal to be your lechi. Rameir says not. It can be considered. It's put as a cover over the cover over an or an alive animal of a mace, so it gets a din of tumas gerlo. Rameir matar. Rameir says no. Okay. They had a shiur traveling. They stopped in a bika, in a valley, and they surrounded it with kalim. That's valid. Bavashi Geder Gavoya Sartachim has to be 10 Tvachim high. Well, your Pritzel, you say it's the binyan. You can't have porous more than the Oymed. And even if it's so, you can't have an opening more than 10. Itmar. Parts of I made, let's say they're equal. Rapapa Amr Mutta, Runa Rav Yeshua Amr Asa, equal. Bukhlaikis, Rapapa Amr Rav Yeshua. Rapapa Amr Mutta, Haki Agmen Rachmana, Lamosha, Loy Sifritz, Ruba. You can't have more porrits. Runa Rav Yeshua Amr Asa, Haki Agmen Rachmana, Lamosha, Gador Ruba. You have to enclose the majority. The difference is if it's half and half. Also, Rapapa. The more comes out, I think is like your papa that parts ki'oymed is acceptable. Equal is fine. The daikin masisin can say that tani lo yeh princes yaser selabinyan hakiyadari nino shari. The simple reading of the Mishnah is that equal is acceptable. You can put three ropes to make your mechitza around the shiora. With three ropes, you can get it done. There cannot be a gap of three tvachim between, because then it's not lavud. Lavud works, but you need lavud of less than three, a gap of less than three. And shir chavolim oven yoser al tefach. The total thickness of all of the ropes adds up to a little more than a tefach. Kadeshi hei bein hakol asar tevachim. So three gaps of less than three, so that's a little bit less than nine. And then this will add up to a tefach and something to complete the total of ten. Mekibim mekonim, bovashol yei bein konim lechaber gimel tevachim. You can put konim also, just verticals. And as long as the gap is less than three tefachim between each of them, b'shiora dibra b'hudo chomer meloy dibra shiora lebehayv. It's lav dafka by case of b'shiora. It's interesting. He puts the siman in the middle of the Mishnah. I don't recall seeing that.
Pashas,
it's all one long Mishnah. Sometimes you have the Mishnayas that she have in the Gemara really is two Mishnayas, but over here it's clear they're all discussing still. It's all part of this conversation of what was the Heter. The Rebbe Yehuda says there's no, the Rebbe Yossi should be Rebbe Yehuda. It says that there's no heter even by case of shiora for you must have shasi barit. The word either one is sufficient. He divides it to seven mishnayos. That's very interesting. Simor says, what's the difference between the Tanakama and the last chachamim? Tanakama said that the heter of shiora, you need traveling, but even one person is sufficient to be matarit. And according to the last chachamim, even be yishuv, the person not traveling, even one person, so we can make a mechitza of either shesi or orev. So the more paskins, like Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Yehuda, that requires this heter of shesi without orev, or vice versa, requires a situation of traveling. Omer Huna, Rav Hamnuna, Kray Omru, Oymed Meruba Alaparitz, Beshesi Have Oymed. But orev Mai. So we know that by case of shesi, as long as the oymed is a merubor, the according to the pup, even if the oymed is equal, it's acceptable. What about a case of orev? Moki law in the mercy. What was the case he was discussing? Going to icy machzelis to have a shiva umashu. He takes a mat which is seven and a mashu. He puts it within three tefachim of the ground. So now you have ten enclosed. But b'chachuk b'gimel, he makes a hole in the middle which is three tefachim. Shabbat b'dalad umashu. He leaves over a dalad above it and a mashu below it. So there's no over here the hagisa. There's hagisa because there's. The gap is three, but there's an omer of four above it. So is that acceptable? V'loyev sheet, the mor does not come into any maskana what the case was. Yeshem kim loyev sheeta avdin lechumra by member of the parts by order of lahavi omer. So it's not acceptable according to some poskim. Rabbi Zalkosov, Kim Ravashi Uki Baidur Hamluna be Inyan Akar, Alma Pshita, the order of Kishesi, Linyan Oymid Maruba Laporit, so it's circulate the boy, the Khan Mistab. Since Ravashi was sort of quetching, like, what's his problem, trying to figure out Hechatims of the problem, Inyanacher. That would be indicative of the fact that he holds a local maisa. That is acceptable. I'm not sure about that. I have to look at that a little more.